Acts in chapter 16, and thought quite a bit about what to say to kind of wrap things up here today. I promise I'm not going to take a long, long time. I want to remind you, and I know I've pretty confident anyway, I thought I had preached on this before. Maybe I've just mentioned it in a message. I couldn't find any notes on it. And I have an amazing filing system, so there's no chance I lost anything. But I went back to see notes on this, and I couldn't find any. So I'm not sure if it's just something I've referenced before. But the Apostle Paul is wrapping up the book of Romans, and he begins to list a lot of people. And just begin reading with me in verse number 1. It says, and I'm going to butcher some of these names, I promise, like normal. It says, I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church, which is at Corinthia. They that ye receive her in the Lord as become a saints, and that ye assist her in whatsoever business she hath need of. She hath need of you, for she hath been succor. I'm sorry, we're in Romans chapter 16. If I said something different. We were there this morning. We're in Romans this afternoon. We're in Acts 16 this morning. So we're in verse 3 for those who are just catching up. It says, greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus, who hath for my life laid down their own necks, unto whom not only I give thanks, but also the churches of the Gentiles. Likewise, greet the church that is in their house. Salute my well-beloved Epaphras, whom is the first fruits of Achaia unto Christ. Greet Mary, and who bestowed much labor on us. Salute Andoricus and Juina, my kinsman and my fellow prisoner, who are of note among the apostles, who also were in Christ before me. Greet Ampelius, my beloved in the Lord. Salute Urbane, our helper in Christ, and Stechius, my beloved. Salute Apelles, approved in Christ. Salute them which are of Estrubulus' household. Salute Herodian, my kinsman. Greet them that be of the household of Narcissus, which are in the Lord. Salute Tryphena and Tryphosa, who labor in the Lord. Salute the beloved Persis, which labored much in the Lord. Salute Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother and mine. Salute Anicirtius, Phlegon, and Hermias, and Patrobus, Hermas, and the brethren which are with them. Salute Philologus and Julia, Nereus, and his sister, and Olympus, and all the saints which are with them. Salute one another with an holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. I know we have a few mothers that are expecting, so I just wanted to give you a good list of names to choose from before I go. Honestly, thought about today, and I thought, just thought that passes my mind is, man, there's a lot of memories. And one way to describe that is water under the bridge. I know generally we say, it's all water and like bad things. There have been some bad things that we're glad have floated down river. Amen. But there's been a lot of memories that just flow through my mind and throughout the last week. Have been quite a bit of time thought on that. And I come to this list because all of these people had an influence on a great preacher. I'm not trying to say I'm Paul and you've had influence, but in a sense, each and every one of us understand the reality that we aren't islands unto ourselves, and that we are codependent upon one another. And Paul is giving a list of people that had influence in the ministry that God allowed him to do, and had a great impact on the ministry that God had given him to do. We could say it as this, that Paul wouldn't have been who he was had it not been for these people, and probably many others he probably could have named. He wouldn't have at all been able to accomplish the ministry that God had given him to accomplish. I remember one preacher likening lists of names like this, where someone's just saying, hey, and there's a few times in the Word of God that are like this, probably one of the longer ones of Paul, but he likened those unto tributaries in a river. And how a river is not of itself just a being. It has things that flow into it. It has supplies that flow into it. It doesn't just exist of itself. It has a headwater, but it doesn't just become what it is all on its own. I think of the Mississippi River, not the longest river in the United States, 1 mile short. The Mississippi, it claims to be the longest, but the Mississippi flows in, I'm sorry, the Missouri River claims to be the longest. That's just because people from Missouri are prideful. But it flows into the Mississippi River, and flows down to the Gulf. But the Mississippi River is quite an impressive thing. If you never got to go over it or by it or be around it, I mean, it's a pretty impressive thing. And at the widest point of the Mississippi River, it's 11 miles wide. I mean, it's just a massive river. I mean, you can't even see across it at that point. And it's 11 miles wide at its widest point. Dumps more water into the ocean than any other river in the United States. There's three other rivers in the world that are larger than it, but we could go and see the Mississippi really rather easily. Just some interesting things about it. While it's 11 miles wide at its widest point, when you get down toward Louisiana way, you find out that 92% of the U.S. nation's agriculture exports flow through or by the Mississippi River. 92% of our exports in our agriculture will go down the Mississippi River. 78% of the world's exports of feed grains will flow through of the entire world. 78% will flow through the Mississippi River. Quite honestly, there's a lot of wealth in the United States today because of the use of that waterway. And while it might be large of itself, it's only large because of the tributaries that flow into it. Tributaries like the Arkansas River, which are large rivers of their own right. The Arkansas River, the Illinois, the Missouri, the Ohio, the Red River. I mean, these are waterways that divide states. I mean, that are state lines a lot in the what they would call the Midwest and the South. Are divided by these waterways. They're huge waterways, and they all flow into the Mississippi River to make it what it is. And while it at its widest point, it's 11 miles wide. If you go up to Lake, what is it? Lake Itasket. I was going to say Tenasket, but that's a city in Washington. Lake Itasket. In Minnesota, by Bemidji, Minnesota. I have a friend that pastors up in that area, and he says that the headwaters are about ankle deep, or about knee deep, and they're about 20 to 30 feet wide. I mean, you can literally, he said, you can get T-shirts there that say, "I walked across the mighty Mississippi up at the beginning of the headwaters, where it flows from Canada into the lake on the American-Canadian border, and then flows down into the Gulf of Mexico." So why at some points we could be amazed at all the abilities that the Mississippi has and all the things the Mississippi can do, the reality is by itself it's not even knee-deep, and it's very easy to walk across. But when you start adding up all the tributaries, over 250 tributaries, I mean, some of great notoriety and some of no notoriety at all, but they all flow into the Mississippi River to make it what it is. And in this list that Paul's giving here, he's talking about people that have invested in him and people that have flown, if you will, or have tributaries that have flown into his life and have invested in him. And while we might be able to stop and say, man, what a great preacher, what a great man of God, what a great anything, he would have the understanding that it's not anything of great of him, it's of his Savior, and it's of all the people that were around him to help him to be what God wanted him to be, the people that he couldn't have accomplished God's will without their help and without their involvement in his life, contributing to what he is in the ministry God has given him. And as I thought about how to say farewell, I would have to say thank you for contributing to me in whatever God's allowed us to do. I'm thankful to this church. I'm thankful to every individual here for investing in us, in our family, in our lives. And I hope we've done the same for you. I hope you would be able to, I hope, that's my prayer, that you could say, man, we are moving, flowing in the direction we're going and moving in the direction we're going because of the contributions that have been made on our part as well. And there's not one of us that are unto ourselves anything special aside from Christ. But all of us have opportunity to invest in others and to invest in one another. And I pray that it would be a lasting investment to where we are, the sum of our total has been more than any one of us. And the sum of what we've accomplished together has been greater than what any one of us could have done by ourselves. I know that's true of me. I know I can say that anything I've got to do over the last 11 years, I've got to do because of your grace, because of your profit to us. And I pray that there'd be, I know that's going to be lasting for me. And I pray that for you as well. And so I wasn't going to be long, but I wanted just to say thank you. I want to say that we've been honored to be here, and it's in joy to serve the Lord that we leave, but not in joy to say goodbye. It really isn't. And I pray that this river will keep flowing because you're going to continue to contribute to it. That you're going to continue to be a tributary to it, and I as well, in whatever way God allows me to contribute to it, I want to do the same thing. So I just want to say thank you, and I pray that in the future God'll bring us this direction again to have, even in a small part, a little more contribution to be able to leave and to be able to give to you. And I already told you we're not changing our numbers. I like our phone numbers. I couldn't ever get a better phone number. Easier. And you have to dial the prefix these days anyway, so there's no point in changing it. So please, please let us know in the future. We want to be a blessing and continue to contribute to that which is flowing out of Bellingham Baptist Church. And thank you so much for your love and for your support over the years. And I wish the Lord would come back tonight so we don't have to drive. I don't mind packing. In fact, I find that it's kind of fun. It's kind of like Tetris anymore, you know, packing stuff in everything. But I really don't want to drive anywhere, honestly. But I pray that whether we see you here or we see you there, I look forward to the fellowship we'll have when we come back together. And I really don't have. I know that's not much of a message, but those are what the Lord put on my heart. So just want to encourage you with that. So let's all stand. We'll be dismissed. We're not running off anywhere. We're not in a hurry if you're not. But let's all stand, and we'll just be closed in a word of prayer. Thanks for ever staying around, and thanks for everybody that voted for my chili. I really feel honored in that. Appreciate that. Put that on my wall. Amen. And let's be closed in a word of prayer, and then we'll be dismissed. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord God, I thank you for your goodness. Lord, I thank you for the grace you've given each and every one of us here. Lord, I thank you for the grace you've given us to minister here. And Lord, the treasure we have in our friends and family here. And Lord, we ask that you just would watch over them. Pray that you would guide us. And Lord God, we pray that, Lord, you would bring us back together again very soon. Lord, we ask that you just would just guide and direct that which you would have to be done here in the way of the pulpit committee and the next man to fill this position. And Lord, may he take on the honor of this spot, this position, and this office for what it is, an honor to pastor this great church and these good people. And Lord, I pray that you just would bless us as we go. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.